Yeah. All right.
Oh, who is that fox lady?
It's Coco Love.
Coco Love.
Coco Love.
That's my lady. She's so, so sweet, so fine.
Oh, she is so fine.
Chocolate. Yeah. Give it to me, baby. It's your boy. She will love her. I've been waiting, I ain't seen you in a long, long time. Your body looking all tasty and chocolatey, yeah. I love it. Give it to me, baby, the Chronicles.
I wanna jam, baby.
Talk to me, baby, talk to me. That sexy little voice of y'all's. Let me get some R&B, some soul to move my body, yeah.
Coco Love.
Chronicles. Nobody can give it to ya like Coco Love can. Trust me.
WBNB 87.9, the biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles, giving you all that you want and then some. I'm so glad to be here. This was to be the birthday show, but we're going to postpone that until next week. And next week will be 1 year older, 1 year wiser, 1 year better than the previous. So I'm grateful and happy to finally see a new birthday. And we have a special guest in the building. What's going on?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Wonderful.
What's going on?
Nothing much. That was quite a party you guys put on last night.
Yes. Shout out to all the cancers who celebrated with the Diva Lounge last night. It was definitely a beautiful thing. 12 females got together and celebrated together.
It was beautiful, fellas. It was a beautiful thing there last night.
It definitely was. So I'm grateful for that. And yeah, it was a lot of ladies in the building. We would have definitely appreciated a little bit more men, but...
No, it was fine the way it was.
It was definitely a good look, though. I do appreciate everybody that came out to support. My best friends were there. My mom was there. It was a good time. I'm glad you showed up. What's your DJ name? Is it just a kill, or are we going to go with
the
DJ?
Yeah, it's just
name?
A kill.
I kill from loveforart.com, all right?
Yes.
He had his show, Love for Art Radio, here in the same very show. So he's coming to share the love, and we might see you next week, maybe.
Yeah,
next week. All right, cool. That's what's up. So we're gonna get right into some music to warm it up a little bit. He's gonna do the music, so you don't have to worry about me flubbing up. But he's here to support on the music tip. Mike Brown will be here shortly. He had a good time too, and I can't wait to hear what he has to say about last night. Yes. Yes, it was a good look for everyone. All right, so what you got lined up for us?
I'm going to play some West Coast flavored R&B.
That sounds good. Akil, leave it to Akil. He always has some new stuff. And I'm glad because, you know, my ears aren't to the streets. And, you know, I've been kind of handicapped without the TV situation.
Oh.
But, you know, it's all good. I have the internet.
Well, some of this stuff is old, but I mean, you know, maybe people, I'm sure people haven't heard some of this stuff before.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
We're looking forward to that. All right, so get right into it. This is Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles, only on WBNB 87.9 The Biz. Keep it locked and tell a friend to tell a friend. All right, let's get right into it.
Let's talk sex. Let me whisper in your ear how you like your sex. Should I unzip your dress? Step on out, girl, and tell me what's next. Do you love me? Do you want me? Then let me rub this oil all on your face. Take you out of them Vickers, make you forget about your ex. Let me spray this whipped cream on your chest. I go downtown, you go downtown. Unstrap my bulletproof vest. Take two steps back and just. And by now you gotta be like the one after the sun sets.
It's over, climb up on my I wore that down, girl, just
when I touch down, that California feels in the atmosphere. You know when I touch down, it's warm to roll with sexy ladies up in here. Step up in the club, you know it's going down here tonight. Put that love here on ice, so let me know how you feel. Girl, is it real? Girl, just make sure you understand. When I put this in your hand, it's so real.
So real,
so real,
so real.
Candy rain trickling down your window. Close the curtains and take off your clothes. You see, oh,
when I touch,
oh,
hey,
oh,
when I touch,
oh,
ooh, oh,
when I touch,
oh,
let's get it in.
You're moving me right.
Yeah.
If this is a sign,
Detroit,
I'm touching,
let's get it
tonight. I wanna meet you. You're moving me right. If this is a sign, I'm touching tonight.
G1.
I wanna meet you.
So you're getting high, girl. You're trying to bend your face. You're trying to find a place a little cooler. Don't nobody give a damn about the fact that your Superman girl ain't holding this falling to the floor. Truth be told, I find it a little sexy that you gotta stop and move the hair from your face to the left. Roughly about every 5 steps. I love the way you out of breath. Lips open, gasping for more.
You moving me right. If this is a sign, I'm touching tonight. I wanna meet you. You moving me right. If this is a sign, I'm touching tonight. I wanna feel
sweat beads on your body, babe. And your tattoos turning 3D. Stimulate, dwell, AG. Let me help you shake them sweat beads off. My technique is cold, girl. Come on, let me show ya. Stand right here and move your body. I won't ignore any place that make your mama mad, baby. But girl, don't get it fucked up. I'm just a laid-back guy. Go ask your mama about my kind. I'm gonna do my thing, baby.
You moving,
hey,
right.
You moving it.
If this is a sign,
I see it.
I'm touching tonight.
You know what's up.
I wanna meet you.
You moving it
right. If this is a sign,
I'm seeing it.
I'm touching tonight.
You know what's up.
I wanna
meet
you.
You know what to do now. Hands up, drinks in the air, we cool now. Banging on your radio since 19, ooh wow. Guess that's a mighty long time to get you down. But we still at it, we're much less Dwelly and Krista. It's so automatic, and you can't catch with too acrobatic. He's R&B's best grid and I'm magic. Cause I've been playing 21 since I was 14. Babysitting chicken heads, ugh, you poor thing. You gotta get up and leave now or cook chicken wings or something if you think that you gon' kick it with me. You feel me, baby? You got somebody at home waiting for you to come and dance on them like you was popping out last night on the dance floor wildin'. Had your boy smiling, trying to get down into your sand like I just discovered an island.
You moving me right.
You moving it.
If this is a sign,
you showing.
I'm touching tonight.
I'm into it.
I wanna meet you.
What's your name, baby?
You moving it right.
You moving it.
If this is a sign,
I'm seeing it.
I'm touching tonight.
What's the move?
I wanna meet you. You moving it right.
You moving it.
If this is a sign,
I see it.
I'm touching tonight.
You know what's up.
I wanna meet you.
You moving it.
You moving it right.
You join it.
If this is a sign,
checking you out.
I'm touching
it's
tonight.
Quick.
I wanna.
Are you ready? Are you ready? I hope you're ready. Are you ready? 'Cause I am. Said I'm ready to party. Yes.
Yes.
Grab your coat. Get your keys. 'Cause whatever you're drinking, it's on me. It's on me.
Stay here if you want to.
say what you want to, but I got a body that needs me a body. Came here to get you, but I can't wait to grab me a partner and cut a rug up tonight. I found a place, yes, where we could boogie. Are you ready? I know you're ready. I'll be ready. Here we are. Said we're off in the party. Yeah. Let me wet my throat. Get two or three. Then it's on to the dance floor. Follow me. Stand if you want to. Stare if you want to. But I got a party. I'm up in the party. You're glad that I got you. And it's alright. You got you a partner. So cut a rug up tonight. Yeah. I found a place, yes, where we could boogie.
Nobody can give it to ya like Coco Love can. Trust me.
WBNB 87.9, The Biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles. Thank you so much for checking us out. Shouts to Akil for bringing some tweet in the building.
Yes.
I haven't heard her in a long time.
It's a wonderful thing.
And what was that new track by Dwelle?
Yeah, that was Dwelle and DJ Quick.
Okay.
So that chicken wings reference,
that cracked me up. Yo, DJ Quick is still doing things though. That's good for him. He still got his Shirley Temples.
Probably.
That Cali.
He's a great producer, and like when it comes to like sound and stuff like that, mm-hmm. just sounding like he's really meticulous about it. So he's always gonna have work as an engineer if he's not producing records. So.
Okay. Well, you said it like this ish don't work out.
No, like, you know, Quick still doing stuff. He still can, you know, hire a hairdresser.
I guess because it's like I never hear from him, but because he is behind the scenes.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people out there like that. Like yeah, Davina, like she was an engineer for so long, you know. And
I remember her.
Yeah,
she only had one single, but I remember her. One single that I know of.
Yeah, she had a nice album though, pretty decent, you know. But yeah, she was working as an engineer before that, so you know, I guess she could always go back to that work.
This R&B-ish don't work out for you. So what's new with you? How's your site going? How's everything going with
I'm in the midst of redesigning the site, but you know, I just did a video for Nemesis, her first music video. It's called Never Heart Intact. It was produced by Daru Jones. You should know that guy. He's working with everybody every day, you know, all over the world. All the soul hip hop cats on the come up, and all the cats out of Detroit and stuff. So, but yeah, it was my first music video that I directed. It was first
video. You directed? Wow. Well,
no,
how
I didn't
that?
Direct it. I can't. Oh, okay. I did the cinematography.
Okay.
Bushman, Cliff.
Shout out to Bushman.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, he did a really good job. So, and he edited too. So it was just, I did like the shots. It was my shots. But, you know, he was in control of the whole thing and he did the editing thing and really brought it home. So definitely can't be mad at that. So.
That is wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, so it's my birthday next week. And as we get older, we all think about what we should be doing with our lives.
Oh, boy.
And though I'm not turning 30, I will be seeing 30 quite soon. Because, you know, these years fly.
Yeah, they sure
and once you, like, I swear, I was 25 and then I was 28. Like, I don't even understand. I don't even know where that between 25 and 28 went, you know. But, you know, I'm grateful for everything that I've accomplished so far.
Right.
And I was just telling my homegirl today that we can't keep putting a timeline on our lives. Because though we want things to happen when we want them to happen, unfortunately, it don't happen that way.
Exactly. Like,
our life can't go that way. And yes, I'm stressed out at my job and other things that's going on, but I can't say that at this point in my life, I'm going to reach this level of success and this is going to happen for me. It's just like, you know, you celebrate your birthday, and I'm really big on birthdays. Like, I'm going to celebrate my birthday. No matter how I celebrate it, it's celebrating me. I don't have to have a hoopla party all the time. Even though I do celebrate every year. I do have a party every year.
That was a nice party.
but I don't really have to have a party. Like, I'm good with going to the beach and just chilling out.
Oh, yeah. Summer babies. That's right. Yeah. I was like, going to the beach. I was like, man, I can never do that on my birthday.
Yeah,
it's
you winter
cold,
babies.
You know, so.
Unfortunate for you guys.
Yeah.
But it's always a good time to just on what you've done, because I'll say it's like Happy New Year to me,
right?
Because the beginning of the year of my birth, I was still in my mom's stomach,
right?
You know, I was still growing, and when my birthday came, I was alive, fully functional. And so now next week when my birthday comes, I'll be 1 year older, 1 year hopefully wiser, and able to reflect on anything that I've done in the past, because this, I feel like this is going to be a new fresh start for me. And all the people that I know that have turned the big 30, like between 29 and 30, things have been happening for them, and it could just be that their minds changed and other things happen in their lives so that they can really put the fire under their ass, basically.
Right.
And so I don't know if it's just that or if it's the Saturn return. You know, everybody goes through that with the between 27 and 30, Saturn return hits and you start thinking about what you should be doing with your life. And so I don't know. I feel like 29 is going to be a good year. I'm praying that it will be. And that good things start happening. I have a bottle of champagne. Now I have 2 bottles of champagne.
Nice.
That I need to pop. So they need to. I need some celebratory popping to be going on before I open these bottles.
Okay.
So I'm praying for some good news between this and next week. Other than my birthday. My friend was like, well, it's your birthday. Shouldn't you pop that bottle for that? Nope.
Really?
That's I need some real extra. I mean, it is a birthday, so I do have 2 bottles. So maybe one bottle will be for the birthday, and then the other bottle will be for that good news that I've been waiting for.
Okay.
You know, because everybody don't reach 29.
Yeah, that's
yikes,
true.
Yikes! I'm telling my age on air. Oh well.
No, that's a sign of maturity, though. You know what I mean? Like,
people don't people won't really think I'm 29 if I tell them anyway, so it's all good. But yeah,
Biggie and Tupac.
They didn't make it. A lot of people didn't make it. And rest in peace, my mother's friend's son, who passed away on Saturday. And it was, you know, I just said I wouldn't pop the champagne, but definitely, like, you know, seeing another birthday is a blessing. He was 25. Murdered, Newport News, Virginia, over this past Saturday. Her only son. I was just like, yikes. I can't even imagine something like that and what you could say to somebody to make them feel anything.
Right.
Because I'm sure she's probably numb right now. So, you know, we do have to take our blessings when they come and be appreciative and grateful of all these blessings and just waking up to see another day.
Yeah, Newport News is...
Well, my friend said he called it something else. I forgot what he called it, but I was like, I had no idea.
Right.
That it was that gully.
Yeah, and Virginia's beautiful. That's what, like, is so disheartening.
Why it was so shocking for me to hear that it gets gully. Well, maybe not in Richmond. Richmond is like...
Well, my family's from Virginia, right?
Oh, okay.
And, like, I go out there and it's like, oh, beautiful. You know what I mean? It's like amazingly beautiful. And I'm like, why is there anybody, like, stressed or any... Why is anybody mad here? You know what I mean? Like,
yo, that's how I feel. That's how I feel. Like, in the Caribbean, I don't see... Like, you have a beach.
Right.
Fresh seafood, fresh food, fresh produce. And I was in Jamaica for a week. And I'm just like, I don't see how I can leave this. It's beautiful here.
Yeah.
Like, it's just... It's sunny every day. There's a beach.
What more do you need?
But I guess that's us coming from where we live and not actually experiencing how they live.
Yeah, yeah, because it could be like an economic situation.
It is, and definitely, you know? Jamaica is not a well-to-do country.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it is a poor country, and they do suffer. And it's unfortunate that most countries with brown people suffering. You know, it's unfortunate that you go to these places and the people are so beautiful and, you know, they're saying it's no problem. And I guess maybe, you know, that is to tell us no problem.
Right.
But they got problems.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we got problems. And our problems don't match theirs. Yeah, but you never know what other people are going through in their lives. So you just have to be appreciative of what's going on in yours. But Jamaica is beautiful. Like, I wouldn't be stressed out. I was already trying to... I already have a Jamaica fund. Because I will buy a house out there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's serious. I will go out there, give up all this luxury, and sing Bob Marley songs and grill fish on the beach.
Could always move to the mountain with the Rastas, you know?
Well, they were definitely trying to get me to go to the mountains.
Sure they were.
They were trying to get me to go to the mountains. I wasn't down for that. I was not down for that.
Yeah, my friend Rory lives in Jamaica. Yeah, big up to Rory. He probably he travels all over the Caribbean now. But
really, who?
To be honest with you, I don't know.
Oh, you got to... No,
he's an accountant by trade. Oh, he's a Baruch alumni.
Oh
man, yeah, that's right. I meant to big him up before. Yeah, he went to Baruch.
Oh, shout
studied
out.
Finance or accounting. Something.
Damn, you know, when you think about it, when you're in school, you just want to graduate.
Right.
And I wanted to graduate with good grades, with a nice GPA. And so that's probably why I didn't major in finance.
Right.
Well, for one, it didn't move me. But then it's like, after high school, I had no reason to take math. Like, I know how to count. I don't need to. And then my first job was in finance. Go figure. But, you know, everybody live your life. And happy birthday to all the cancers out there.
Yeah, happy birthday to all
the cancers. A lot of us. A lot of people making babies in November. You see all these pregnant bellies, they're about to pop.
That's y'all giving babies, probably. Uh-huh. Could be.
I know. Yep. It was a good night. 1980 November.
Wow.
My mom's... I'm telling you, she's gonna hit me with the... At this time, such and such years ago, I was feeling them labor pains, and this every year.
Really.
Every year she hits me with that call, and I'm like, okay, Ma, really? And then at 10:21 is when I was born. And she always hits me with the, you was coming. You were coming at this time, blah blah blah. I'm like, all right, mom. She's like, it's officially your birthday now. I love my mom. Yeah, shout out to all the cancers, all the summer babies out there. Yeah, our parents got it in the winter. You know, when it's cold out, that's what you want to do. When it's hot, you don't really want to do nothing because it's too hot. But when it's cold, you get comfortable, you start cozying up and snuggling, and then the next thing you know, you start forking. And that's it. The spooning turns to forking, and then the babies are made. Yes, that's what happens. All right, so what you got coming up next for us, Akil?
Wow, after all, well, oh, I got something. All
right. Should we just play it?
Yeah,
let's just play it and get into it.
Yeah, that works.
All right. So keep it locked to WBNB 87.9, The Biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles, Akil on the ones and twos. Keep it locked.
But I want you to come home with me. You don't know me, but you gon' miss me. Take my hand, the rest is history. Come up on me, girl, and let me whisper in your ear. Tell you things you like to hear. In my life, I have no fear. Only him, only God that is again. Feel the breeze, touch the wind. Kiss my lips, let's make sin. Only cause we ain't wedding rings. Let's just settle in. Learn and grow, close the door. Touch the flow, let me know. Peace.
I didn't want you, I want you for myself. Yeah, or no one else.
Forever making the dance floor to fire.
This is forever making the dance floor turn to fire.
When you see me, three wishes, I'm your genie. Sweet kisses, girl, believe me. Lipstick, pink, black hair, in your bikini. And I wonder, like Stevie, when you dream, do you see me? And it seems just so easy. It don't take too much to please me. I'm your dollar. In me you trust, in me you lust, in you I bust.
Girl, I've seen a lot of beauty before, but yours is one that I can't ignore. No, it's doing something great to me. To me, you make me greedy, so I just want more, more. So much that I cannot store, store. I swear that it will bring me some better days. Oh, baby. My love, my queen, I love. We'll watch the clouds from above come up, lift me up. My love, my velvet rope. Take me away from it all when I feel. They say you're no good to me.
Shut the door, lock the key. We on this odyssey. All can you
hold
love me back?
Heart intact and to give love as
kiss
long
me,
as
then
you love
I'll
back.
Kiss you back.
You're to the smooth seductress of WBMB, Miss Coco Love.
WBMB 87.9, the biz, the one and only Miss Coco on the Coco Love Chronicles. Akil still on the ones and twos.
Yep.
Tell them what you need, because I'm feeling them tracks.
Wow.
I'm thinking those folks.
I always forget this. The first one, man, I don't know how to pronounce this dude's name. His name is Theodophilus London or something like that.
Oh,
Theodophilus.
Okay.
Theodophilus.
I like him. He's kind of hipster.
I know what we're talking about.
Yeah. But he makes good music.
Yeah, I can't front on it.
He makes good music. And that was Peter Hader on the hook, because he made that.
Okay.
Really made that song. After that was Mayor Hawthorne. That was Green Eyed Love remix by Wajid. Then I think I played Private Parts with Jay Davey.
Goes in.
Oh. Then it was Jesse Boykins III with Amoris. That was Daru Jones remix. And then that was Nemes featuring Daru Jones, Heart Intact, Never.
He's bringing a neo soul up in here.
For real. All
right. So. Coco Love Chronicles.
Yep.
Getting groovy.
Yep.
Mike Brown.
Yep.
So we were talking about you earlier.
Oh, boy.
Only we know that you had a good time last night.
I was a fool last night.
I think that might have been your first Diva Lounge event.
You know what?
Was
I had
it?
So much pent up lounge energy that it exploded into madness last night. Did I about the random girl who came up to me?
No, you did not.
That was so funny, man. I'll tell you about it now. Yeah, I was just standing, right? And so this girl comes up to me, right? And she's like, "Hey."
Mm.
I'm like, "What's up?" She's like, "Hey, you have one button too many." I was like, "What?"
Whoa. And does she want to see the
she
peanut
unbuttoned,
butter slim?
She unbuttoned my shirt, the other button. Because, you know,
oh,
like,
no.
you know, when you have, when you don't have
that?
A tie, we don't have a tie, and you have, like, the first one unbuttoned, right?
Uh-huh.
She unbuttoned it, the next button.
Oh.
And I was so shocked. I felt so violated. And
so
like,
forward.
So forward, you know?
Violated?
Yeah, I was like, yo.
So you didn't like it at all?
I like because she had good taste.
Oh,
because she had good taste. And
that's
be
the
mad
main
at her
thing. That is
for
the
seeing
main
something
thing.
She won't go get it. But I was like, I can't talk to this girl. But you know, I entertained a conversation. It was a really good conversation. And so she's like, "You know what's so funny?" I'm like, "What?" She's like, "Your shirt." And me, I'm feeling myself. I'm like, "Yeah, you like it, right? Got the plum on right now. You like it, right?
Boy.
You know. And she's like, "Yeah, my boss's husband has a shirt." I was like, "You just so right. Why are you talking about your boss's husband right now?" Yeah, you distract him from my sexy that I have currently, you know, active. And she's like, "No, he's right there." I look to the left, and here comes the boss's husband with the same shirt.
What?
He's like, "Hey, I'm
good style."
I'm like, "Oh, nice shirt. You went to H&M too."
Wow.
Right. So yeah, that was the night, and then we just kept joking. And then she was like, "Oh, you must be like 22 like, "No, don't you see the beard glistening?" You know,
a couple of people were feeling the beard last night.
They were who's feeling the beard?
I won't tell you who.
Tell me on the air. Everybody's on blast.
I'm just telling you that the beard was nice, and I'm glad that you listened to me and other people, your other advisors,
to keep it on.
The beard is sexy.
Well, I was actually gonna trim it down, and then one special lady was like, "You better not trim that beard." I said, "Okay."
The beard gives you a grown man look.
I'm still the same person, but I think people.
We
take
know. We know that.
It's crazy.
We know that you're the same person.
But that
it's
beard?
Just that the look matures you.
Mm. Facial hair has a personality.
And you know,
time.
I'm not a facial hair person.
Really?
But on you,
it works
for you. It works because you keep it neat. It's not.
I have underbeard now, you know? Because, and that's the beard that's, I guess, like under the chin. Because before, you know, a lot of people that have beards, I guess, like, you know, the sideburn, like goatee connection. And like under the, you know, that neck area, under that chin, I guess, whatever, there's no hair. And I was doing it like that. And then I forgot what I was watching. And I was like, "Oh, this dude, he has a whole beard."
Right.
You know, so I was like, "All right, I'm going to do that." And I didn't know where there was like a line to do it. So then I was just experimenting. I was like, "All right, if I shave, when it just stops, I'm just going to go natural." Mm-hmm. So I was shaving. I was like, okay. And then, you know, I got the underbeard, and I was talking to my barber. He's 50. What's up, Felix? He's Dominican. You know, so sometimes we have our little issues. But he was like, okay, papi, okay, I got you. And he hooked me up. I was like, all right, we can do this. So, you know, it's a lot of maintenance. I feel like I have a garden growing out of my face. That's how I feel right now. But it's good. It's good. People are into it, you know. And some people can't grow facial hair. And
yeah, I can't.
You can't? Not at all?
No. A little bit, but it's never fails like out.
Not like full, ever. See? I didn't even know that until I got the beard.
Shout
I didn't
out to
know
Halloween.
About that.
You definitely.
That's where it started out. That's Halloween.
Making the character come to life.
Yeah,
the
peanut butter slim. Peanut butter slim has changed lives. Hey, baby. Peanut butter slim is in there too, you know.
Oh boy, here he goes.
Keep it quiet though.
Who was that older white gentleman who was?
Yo, honestly, I have no idea.
And he was getting. He's in a lot of people's photos.
He came to the spot drunk. Yes, he did some photo bombing. Like. No idea.
He was doing his thing on that though.
He was winning.
He was winning.
He's coming for a Facebook album.
Like, people were asking me, like, who is this? Like, I have no idea.
And you know what? He kept handing out business cards. He gave a business card to Sean, and I was like, yo, what's on the business card?
He's like a music executive show, music showcase person. I was just like, wow.
No respect.
And you know, he saw someone else within his age bracket, my mom. And he decided to have conversation with her. And my mom is nice. My mom is not
she's also, your mom's
as
mad cool.
rude like me.
And she looks mad young, yo.
And so, shouts to my mommy.
Shouts to mom.
But she, you know, she wasn't really into him. But she did say, this is my daughter, Juan.
Oh, man.
I was wondering if he put anything down for them snacks. Because he was definitely over there. And my mom, you know, she's nice. She's not going to give you the real get out my face, but she will give you the nice subtle brush off so you get the hint. But he didn't get the hint. You can tell that dude, no, I'm not, no.
Return to sender. He's not.
He's going
to
stay right there.
He was into the sisters, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was going for his.
Oh, he was. He wants some chocolate.
He was getting aggressive. He kept trying to do the bump with me.
Yes.
And I'm like,
old school.
Brother.
Love it.
Brother man, please.
You got to let him be great sometimes. Just got to let him be great.
Yeah, shout out to that old Latin man.
He's in your photos. Trust me.
He is in my photos. And I'm uploading. I'm posting them on Facebook. The random guy. Random,
Yeah, I see it was one of Maya's photos. Shout out to Maya. And she on the bottom, we don't know who he is. Nice. He's like into it. They're like, we don't know who he is. Tagged everybody else. Tagged him. Random guy. Don't know who he is. He's just in every picture.
Nice. Every picture.
Every picture. But he had a good night.
He had a good time.
I see why you had only guys in there, man. Because
it's a lot. And it was a lot.
Y'all got like a lot of ladies. I was like, wow. Like, Diva Lounge, you guys bring him out. I just thought I was going to stay for a minute. And then, like, the homies are like, what are you doing? I was like, get here now.
Right.
APB. I can't do anything. Please get here now. Please do something.
I mean, how good was it for you, Mike Brown, the remix?
How good was it for you?
I mean, it was cool. Like, I met some cool people. But, like, you know, I don't be going out hollering. Industry stuff. I'm doing that. You know, but which was funny, like, you know, like even H was like, yo, like I was really just like swan diving into nothingness when I was talking to that vanilla girl for like 15-20 minutes straight, and it's like you feel all the like the black just staring you down through the back
really?
Of your head.
Really, yo, I was so
you were busy. You were drinking. It was your event. you had a corner with naked guys.
Oh, you peeped that? Yes.
We were just like, what the hell? We were like, we don't want to find out what the hell. And then, you know, what confirms it, though, is the Facebook pictures. You know, my mini feed, I just see pictures of
Maya's like,
some bare niggas.
Maya's like, happy birthday.
I was like, what is this? I was like, what in the hell?
Oh, yeah.
What in the hell is that? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Giggity, 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 goo. So, you know, it was a cool time. It was really fun. Shout out to Shayna. Shout out to everybody that came out. Everybody's birthday. It was like everybody's birthday, really. Because they were like, okay, canter ladies to the floor.
And everybody went up front.
And it was just like guys and like two.
It was like half the party.
Yo, half the party went up. And we were like, okay. And they're like, let's take a picture. I was like, this is the whole party, right? Taking pictures. Like, the party has stopped because 90% of the party. wants to take a picture because it's their birthday.
Because it's her birthday.
But that's cool. Hey. And shout out to, what was that, Honey Lounge, right?
Honey Lounge, yes. Very cute. Yeah. Very cute.
Very accommodating.
Yes, very cute. Drink specials, usually.
Both.
They were affordable.
And they
I
have food. Yes, yeah. Yes. Them $5 drinks.
Didn't have the
drinks.
Usual New York prices.
No. What? And no. They have $5 drinks until
yeah,
nine.
Yeah, $5.
That was okay.
Yep.
Yeah. For those who were drinking, I wasn't drinking. Huh?
Uh-huh. I don't know.
I didn't have a drink in my hand all night. I wasn't drinking.
Yeah, I don't think I saw that. I don't think I saw that. Yeah, but I don't drink that much. Next week we're gonna do the official birthday show when I will be 1 year wiser, 1 year older.
This is like the birthday party recap show.
Yes.
So it's the birthday show part one.
Because honestly, y'all, it almost didn't happen today because I was in my bed like. Why do I feel this way? I spoke to Mike earlier. I'm like, man, I need a nap.
I thought it was.
He's like,
happen.
It's 2 o'clock.
Like it's 2 p.m. right now. How do you need a nap? You supposed to already lunch.
First of all, I woke up at 8 o'clock with a chores in my leg, and y'all saw the shoes I was wearing.
Yeah, you.
And I had them on all night for the most part. I think I probably took them off at. Maybe 11:30. Maybe.
And you were moving most
of the
night.
And I was moving. Yeah. Dancing.
Moving.
Not sitting.
She was. They had some prints. I was like, what? I was like, well, she was moving.
Wait, Ab was like, I saw Ab. I said, what's up? Next thing I know, a song came on. I'm back to dancing. And she's like, oh, here she go. And I'm doing it. I really wanted to hear some, you know, some get crunk booty popping music. But you know what he played was good because, you know, yeah. I'm into the classics. It was a good night.
Yeah, shout out to the DJ. He was cool, too.
It was a good night. It was a good night.
Until he played Massive Attack by Nicki Minaj. I'm not like a fan of that song.
Wait, what song is that?
Like Massive Attack. Oh, Massive Attack. Blah, 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 blah.
I think that's probably like when I took an intermission.
Yes.
Yeah, I probably took an intermission at that point.
You probably saw the video and was like, what is this?
Yeah.
Because anytime the song, people are like, what are you talking about? And you have to say the video like, oh, that stupid video with the song. Yeah,
weird.
It was a waste.
I probably took intermission during that time because I was like, I don't know what song this is.
Yeah, at that time, that's when I started looking for you because I was looking at my dancing. And then that's when I found you and also saw she had a harem of naked guys. And I said, you know what? I'm going to leave her be with her and her friends right now because that's not the area.
It's just not for you.
But fellas, like the ratio for real was like crazy. Like
Yes,
it was. Ridiculous. It was ridiculous. If you guys weren't there, it's like the Maxwell concert.
It was so intimidating too. It was so intimidating. Like you walk in there and you're like, it's a man. And you're like, all right.
Swarm, ladies, swarm.
It was nice, though.
It was a good time. All right, so what you got lined up for us? We're gonna do the last three and then pick it up next week.
The last three?
Yeah.
Okay.
Last two.
Let me know.
Work it out.
Two or three.
Work it out.
That's gonna determine what
it's
I play.
Big difference.
You know, so.
Work it out.
Do a last two and a bonus.
That works.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. That works. All right. So this is the Coco Love Chronicle only on WBMB 87.9. The biz. That's Mike's part.
I love that. I love saying that.
All right. Keep it locked, y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Keep your head like candles, wrap your tight.
diesel, clothing in a 7. You look like a 9, maybe a dime, maybe 11. But who's really counting?
I don't know the way.
I understand sometimes you gotta breathe for a minute. I respect your space, you need yours and I need mine. But right now I'm in your face until you give me a chance to show you,
love,
to show you love, to give you love.
Give me a chance to show you,
show you love.
Oh yeah, give me.
Times is getting hard, baby. You need to laugh. You don't need that clown look and say I can make you laugh. Girl, feel my fabric, boyfriend material. Baby, you can have it. Wear it till you can't no more. Look, there's no pressure. Thank you for your time. Now you got my 7. Please keep me in mind. And you can call me like a question. Baby, I will answer. I can be life enhancer in a man. If you only take a chance,
a chance,
give me a chance to show you,
show you love,
show you love, baby. Give me,
yeah, a chance,
give me a chance to show,
show you love.
Oh yeah, baby. Give me,
a chance,
give me a chance to show you,
show you love.
Oh,
WBNB 87.9, The Biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles. Thank you so, so very much for checking us out. It's been real. Next week, we'll be back with the birthday show, the official birthday show. Hopefully, everything will work out fine. We have a new show starting up next, but check them out. But definitely stay tuned for the Coco Love Chronicles. Hit me up on the blog, thecocolovechronicles.blogspot.com, everythingbutrice.blogspot.com, and on Twitter. I'm Miss Coco Love.
And I'm MB the Remix, Harlem.
All right. Much love. And next week, I'll be older and wiser. So keep it locked. WVMB 87.9, The Biz.